Imagine you've been working diligently at your job for years. You've been faithfully contributing to your retirement account every single month. You're counting on this for your future. But did you know that a significant portion of your retirement savings might not actually be yours yet? It's a concept called vesting, and it could dramatically impact your financial future. Whether you're just starting in your new career, you're eyeing a job change, or you're approaching retirement, understanding vesting is crucial. Today, we're diving into what vesting really means, how it affects your hard-earned money, and strategies to ensure you're making the most of your retirement account. This isn't just about numbers. It's about your financial security and peace of mind. So let's unravel the mystery of vesting and empower you to take control of your retirement savings. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the Financial Mirror. Financial Mirror, where future success is reflected in our knowledge of fixing the one thing we can control ourselves.
Welcome to the Financial Mirror, and thanks for joining me today as we continue to work to improve the one thing we can control ourselves. Here at the Financial Mirror, it is not about the numbers and spreadsheets alone, but about transforming and educating you on money so that you can make smarter financial decisions. If this is the first time you are joining in, don't forget to hit subscribe on YouTube to be notified of all the new episodes as they release. If you are listening to this on a podcast platform of your choice, don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast. If you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, leave a 5-star review and a written comment, as both go a long way in getting this information out to more and more listeners. So today, as I talked about in the intro, we want to talk about vesting, because vesting is truly a like make or break situation where most people just don't either know it exists or they don't quite understand what does it mean, right? Oh, my, this account's fully vested. This account's not fully vested. It takes this X number of times to be fully vested, right? I want to break all that down today so that you can make smarter financial decisions. When we think about vesting is about how much of your retirement fund you truly own. And that sounds crazy, right? It's your retirement fund and you don't own it, right? It does sound crazy, I know. But the thing about this is, when you are contributing to your retirement, you're more than likely, your employer is also contributing. It's fairly common that we see that a employer is going to match your contributions up to a certain amount, maybe dollar for dollar for the first 3%, maybe a 0.5% up to get you up to 5%, meaning for every 5% you invest, they're going to give you 4% match. Whatever the case is, that's how this whole thing works. Now, what gets crazy is that this account is not fully vested until a certain point. And you're like, okay, you keep throwing the word vested around. I don't even know what that means. So you're not alone. I want to highlight that many people don't fully understand the concept of vesting. It's reality. And most of the time, people learn when it's a little too late. They've wasted a lot of time. Their retirement account's just been sitting kind of stagnant there. And then all of a sudden, they find out about this vesting thing. And they're like, oh, man, if I would have known about that before, I would have already made a decision. And I would have done something with knowing that knowledge. So today, I do want to go through, I want to make sure that you have a good understanding of what vesting is. I want to talk about some vesting schedules and how that you can kind of walk through that. Give you some quick pointers on checking what is the status of vesting for you. And then I want to talk about kind of like, how do you handle funds that are not vested, right? If you have funds that are sitting there and they're not vested, I want to talk about what to do with that. So is the big thing I want to start with is just understanding what vesting is. So vesting, like I stated before, is how much of your retirement fund you truly own. Okay. When you are investing into this is going to get really confusing. When you are investing, I'm now stumbling all over my words. When you are investing into your retirement account with your employer, you're making a contribution, right? There's kind of two ways that your retirement account is being contributed to. A is your contributions. This is the money that you contribute from your paycheck. So when you go in and you say, I want to take out 15% to go towards retirement, and I want that to go into my traditional 401k or Roth 401k. This episode is not about which one you should choose. This episode is about vesting. So got episodes out there. Feel free to go look for those on how to, like, to break out retirement accounts, those type of things. But today, just know you go in, you log in with your employer, and you say, I want to contribute 15% of my retirement check to my retirement, or my retirement check, to from my paycheck to my retirement account. Okay. That's your contribution. Okay. Now, the thing about your contributions is they are always 100% vested. Okay. This means you own all of your contributions the moment they hit that account. If you pulled, if you retired and hit 59 and a half, or you left the company or whatever, all that money goes with you. If you contributed it out of your paycheck, that is called 100% vested and you own it. Now, employer contributions are different. When your employer contributes the match, right? Like they say, don't miss out on your match. When the employer contributes, these are funds that your employer is adding to your retirement account just for the sake of you being a great employee, you contributing to your future and doing all the right things. They're like, yep, we're going to match and we're going to give you some of that money. Now, often there's, like I said, a percentage and they vary. So I can't tell you. All I can tell you is most of the time, like 5% is what 4 to 6% is kind of the average. There's little nuances all throughout there, but 3 to 6% is kind of the average when you think about matching, but 5 is traditionally a very good ballpark for most, which is that 4 to 6 range. Now, when they're going to contribute, you're going to contribute, and they're going to match that. Now, when it comes to, we talked about this, your contributions are 100% vested, meaning you own them. Your employer contribution, the money they put in there, is going to have some type of vesting schedule. Okay. We're going to talk about that vesting schedule in a second. But what that means is that you only own a portion of these funds. Sometimes, depending on the vesting schedule, you may not own any of these funds, right? We're going to talk about that. You may not own that match. So that is kind of what, you know, broad scale, what, when we start thinking about vesting and understanding what it is, that's the kind of the frame of mind I want you in. I want you to think about your contributions, and then I want you to think about your employer's contributions. And I want you to think, okay, my contributions are 100% vested. My employer's contributions are that match. Let me just call it that. The match may or may not be 100% vested. Okay, so types of retirement accounts. I'm just going to broadly hit through because this is where vesting kind of comes into play. 401k plans, probably the most common employer-sponsored retirement plan in the United States. Employees are going to contribute a portion of their salary. Oftentimes, the employers are going to match with a percentage. Matches vary, but the employer's contributions are more than likely subject to a vesting schedule. 401k is probably the most common employer-sponsored retirement plan in the United States. 403b is similar to the 401k, but it's specifically for employees of tax-exempt organizations. Think about things like schools, hospitals, religious organizations. They also follow kind of the same principles as the 401k. So if you think about the 403b, you can think about that, hey, it's just kind of where I work for a tax exempt organization. So it is a 401k, but it's not because of the employer that you work for. But the framework is the same. Okay. Just keep that in mind. The framework's the same. 457 plans offered, or like they're offered normally by like a state or local government, and as well as some nonprofits like the 401k and the 403b, they can have vesting schedules. Through saving plans or for federal employees and members of the uniform services. But just think about those things, right? Think about those types of accounts. That's kind of the frame of mind. And most people, and I say most people, probably have a 401k, right? So just think about your 401k. Think about when you got hired on, you were going through onboarding, you're going through all these things, and your employer was like, hey, and we have this matching thing over here, right? We're going to match your contributions up to whatever percent. Think back to that. If you don't know what that is for you, like, you should know, you should have that kind of in mind of, what am I being matched? Like, what is it that the employer is contributing to my retirement when I contribute X percent? Okay. So just keep that in mind, keep that frame of mind. But that's kind of the basic for what I wanted to talk about with understanding vesting. Just, you know, I'm going to sum it up in just a few sentences. An account that is 100% vested means you own it completely. Okay. So if it's not fully invested or 100% vested, you don't own it completely. You may own a portion of it, maybe a portion of it. If you walked away from working for that organization and you were 50% vested, you will only walk away with 50% of your employer contributions. Hopefully that makes sense. Now, I talked a lot about, when we were looking at the 401k, 403b, through savings, the 457, all those things. I talked about schedules. So there's vesting schedules. Now, this is probably the most important thing when we think about vesting, is you need to know the vesting schedule for your organization that you work for. Now, here's a couple of examples that I want to make sure that we hit. I'm going to hit three vesting schedules that are out there, and you just need to figure out which one of these are applicable to you, because this is literally, we would call this the meat and potatoes right here. Like, this is the heart of the meal. This is it. Immediate vesting. I'm not going to say this is common or not common, but when you see a organization that matches and the vesting schedule is immediate vesting, that's like, you know, like when you start a job and they have, like, traditionally you get what? 2 weeks vacation a year, right? Like, most people get like 2 weeks vacation. When you start an employer and they're like, yeah, you get 4 weeks vacation, like, man, that is money in the bank right there. I got 4 weeks vacation, right? That's huge. Or maybe they split it up. They're like, you got 2 weeks vacation, but you have 2 weeks sick pay, right? So you could play hooky for 2 weeks and make it a 4 week vacation. You see what I'm saying? Like when organizations give you like a lot of paid time off, like, that is golden for, like, when you're looking at your benefits package, golden. When you look at a employer that does immediate vesting on their match, golden. Like, you've hit a jackpot. Like, that should be taken into account when you are looking at your benefits package, because just like immediate vesting sounds, it means that the employer's contributions to your retirement account are fully yours as soon as they're made. So they're like, imagine this, you contribute to your retirement account, your employer contributes $1,000 to your 401k plan. With immediate vesting, that entire $1,000 is immediately yours right away. If you decided to leave the company tomorrow, you still get that full $1,000. Huge, right? Like, that is a huge benefit, commonly overlooked. When you look at people and they're like, well, my benefits package has 4 weeks paid time off, but my vesting schedule is not immediate. Like, that's a big difference, right? Because if you'll see what some of these other vesting schedules are like, but when you get into these other types, you can be like, man, like, that's a lot of money that you might have to walk away from. Because there's obviously, if there's an immediate vesting, we obviously know there's not an immediate vesting. So we're going to get to that. So if it's immediate vesting, I just want you to know, congratulations. You have a great employer when it comes to how they chose to do their vesting schedule. Great employer. Take that into account, that not all employers are doing that. I'm not even going to make up numbers on how common this is. I would tell you that it's probably not all that common. I can't think of a lot of employers that I'm thinking back to, like my time working, to where I would see a lot of immediate vesting. Okay. So I can't tell you if it's super common or not, but take a look at your benefits package. If it's there, that is golden. Like, that is a golden egg. So be happy for that. Now, second type of vesting schedule is cliff vesting. So cliff vesting is kind of this, like, all or nothing approach. You gain 100% ownership of your employer's contributions after a certain period. Okay. So it's kind of like all or nothing. This is fairly common. I've seen this actually a decent amount, but let's just say that like cliff vesting is you will gain your employer if they, let's just say they use like a 2-year cliff vesting schedule for their 401k. If your employer uses a 2-year cliff vesting schedule, if you stay with the company for 2 years or more, you get all the employer's contributions. Now, if you left at 1 year and 11 months, you forfeit all the contributions made by your employer, right? That's cliff vesting. That's where you, it's either you're 100% vested with your employer contributions or you are 0% vested with your employer's contributions. So keep that in mind. Cliff vesting is, they normally don't make it crazy. You normally don't say like, oh, our cliff vesting, we do like a 20-year cliff vesting. That's not super common. Normally speaking, it's like a year, maybe 3 years, 2 years, like somewhere in that ballpark is kind of where they sit at most of the time. But just know cliff vesting is all or nothing. Like you're either all vested or not invested, not invested. You're not vested. Man, it's so crazy. We're talking about investing with talking about vested. But anyways, maybe that's just weird to me. Just keep that in mind. So if you go look at your benefits package and if you have cliff vesting, if it talks about like, it may not, maybe they don't even call it cliff vesting. Maybe they just say, hey, you're vested after 2 years. That lets you know you're on a cliff vesting schedule. And after 2 years, you will own all of your employer contributions, right? That's pretty straightforward. Now, those two are pretty straightforward. Immediate vesting and cliff vesting are pretty straightforward. Immediate vesting, it's just all yours all the time. Cliff vesting, after a certain time frame that passed, you're 100% vested. The third type that I wanted to hit is graded vesting, okay? So graded vesting allows you to gradually gain some ownership of your employer's contributions over a set period. So each year, you will earn a certain percentage of your employer contributions until you're fully vested. So let's look at like a 5-year graded vesting schedule. Each year, because it's 5 years and you're trying to get to 100%, each year you're going to be 20% more vested. So in the first year, you're going to be 20% vested. Second year is 40% vested and so on. So after 5 years, you will be 100% vested. So if you left after 3 years, you keep 60% of your employer's contributions. Now, this isn't a terrible thing, right? Like if I was going to put these in order of preference, like immediate vesting is obviously the golden egg. I would go to graded vesting before I would want to go to cliff vesting, right? Like I would be looking for graded vesting before I would want to be under like a cliff vesting. Now, the thing about graded vesting versus cliff, because you're probably like, well, they're practically the same. Most of the time when you look at graded vesting, they're going to be longer periods. So it may be 5 or 10 years, right? It could be much, much longer period to actually be 100%. However, there's a little wiggle room there because you will become vested over a certain amount of time. Like what if something happened and you were on a cliff vesting schedule and you were at like a 3-year cliff vesting and you just had to leave, like for whatever reason, like you were just fed up with this company and you had to leave at the 2.5-year mark. Like you throw away, that's a lot of employer contributions that you just gave away. Like you gave it away. At least with graded vesting, if that happened, you would be able to walk away with like 67% of your employer contributions, right? If it was a 3-year graded vesting schedule or something, right? So that's kind of the meat there, is that over time you will become 100% vested, but initially you'll start at zero, you'll work a year, you'll gain some percentage, however they break that out. So just keep that in mind. Super important there. But those are the kind of the three big vesting schedules. So big thing, understand what vesting schedule you're on, because that impacts how much of your retirement savings you're actually going to keep if you change jobs. Different employers, they more than likely will have different vesting schedules. Even with, if you go from this 401k to this 401k, the vesting schedules could be different. So always refer to your HR documentation or whatever specific retirement plan documents are out there for your company to understand which vesting schedule applies to you. If you do not know this, please go look this up, because is highly, highly important. Now, you're probably like, well, how do I look it up? Well, all I'm going to tell you is head over to your HR department and see what their vesting schedule is. The other thing that you can do is if you look at your retirement account statements, a lot of times you will see some type of something on there that'll talk about, look for things like vesting summary or vested balance or something like that. And you'll see like how much of your account is vested, and you can kind of look at it and see, are you 100% vested or not? Once you're 100% vested, you're not going to go backward. Okay. So once you're 100% vested, it doesn't matter which vesting schedule you're on. Once you're 100% vested, you're not going to go back to 80%. So just keep that in mind, but go talk to your HR department and just, you can look at it, or you can look at your retirement account statement and see if you are 100% vested or not. Now, hopefully you got a good understanding of what vesting is. You have a good understanding of what you can do to figure out what vesting schedule you're on. Now, how do you handle non-vested funds? Okay. So I'm going to give you kind of a couple things to think about when you're considering how should you handle funds that are not 100% vested. So biggest thing here is what are the downsides of leaving non-vested funds in an account that will never be vested? Okay. Think about that. So you leave a company, you weren't 100% vested. Let's just say that it was cliff vested as a vesting schedule. You have 0%. None of those funds will ever be vested. Like, what's the harm in that? Well, the biggest harm that comes when you think of leaving non-vested funds in an account is that as soon as eventually those funds they're just sitting there stagnant. The other funds that you have are sitting there stagnant, and that's potential opportunity for investment growth in another account where funds are completely vested, right? So you've got this money that's sitting here growing, and it's kind of missing investment opportunity. Putting it into another account or combining 401ks or doing a rollover to an IRA or whatever, you now have access to all of the money that's there is 100% vested and 100% growing and 100% yours. So you kind of miss out on some investment opportunities there. Non-vested funds often don't work as hard for your retirement as vested funds do due to the potential of forfeiture that they have, okay? So think about that. The other big thing, and I think this is what a lot of people, you know, they don't really put enough weight around, is non-vested funds, it's harder to manage a fund when it's no longer, like you're no longer employed by that employer. So non-vested money is just sitting there. It's missing investment opportunity. It's going to more than likely have lower overall returns. The funds that are available to you are not as, you know, it's not as plethora as somewhere else, potentially like an IRA. Like you could just pick like the funds that you want. Retirement accounts with a company, like they pick what you can and can't invest in, right? So they pick the funds that are available for you to invest in. Go switch those to an IRA and, you know, it's endless on what you could invest in. So keep that in mind. There are tons of things out there, but using like a personal IRA or a Roth IRA or whatever, like a personal traditional or Roth IRA, your contributions are always going to be vested. They're always going to be growing and always going to be working for you. Now, I just tell you a quick personal story. So I had an account, and it was with a company, and I failed to look at the vesting schedule. I wasn't with the company very long, and I had contributed. I'd been received my matches, and all of a sudden left and just let the money kind of just sit there. It just sat there, and it grew 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 and it grew, and I saw it. And then I was like, okay, I am ready to move all these things together. I'm ready to put these retirement accounts together. And found out that at that point that money was not vested, and only my contributions were vested. It was cliff vesting, so all of the employer contributions were gone. And I moved that over, and just about half of it was was gone, right? Just about half of it was gone. That's crazy. Like, that's crazy, right? Because if I had let that money sit somewhere else, and I would have taken the money out and I would have moved it and gone ahead and combined it and said, I'm going to go ahead and count my losses. I'll never own this money. This employer contributions are not ever going to be mine because they were 0% vested. I no longer work there. They're never going to be mine. Let me just go ahead and move them out. Count my losses, move it out. I'll never get those employer contributions. Now, if I would have just done that, that money would have went over, began to grow and grow and grow, and I would have gotten all of those returns to myself. Now, doing a little math, it wouldn't have been super drastic, but I would have walked away with more money than leaving it there. So, what does I recommend you to do? Like, what is it that I want people to walk away from this episode? When it comes to handling non-vested funds, my advice is to go ahead and step by step is to just say, you know what? I'm not going to own this money again. And that's kind of like the thing, right? Like, now, I'll preface this, say nothing I tell you is financial advice. I'm not your financial advisor. Let this just be for education. Make decisions for yourself based off what you know about your financial situation. Go talk to a personal financial advisor if you need help with these decisions. However, for myself and what I would do in the future for myself is I would say, you know what? I am never going to own these funds. I'm just going to count the loss. I'm going to move it over to another account and I'm going to let it grow and I'm going to be 100% invested and life's going to go on. So just my own 2 cents, but take it for what it's worth. Now, a couple things to keep in mind when you are thinking about moving these funds. If you have them in a traditional account and you are moving them to a Roth account, you will pay taxes on the money. Okay. So keep that in mind. There is an expense that comes with that. So if you are most 401ks back in the day, Roth was not an option for a lot of them. So most 401ks are traditional. So if you're going to roll those over and move those non-vested funds and vested funds, if you had graded vesting schedule, if you're going to move those funds, just know if you're moving from a traditional to Roth, you will pay taxes on the money. Okay. So keep that in mind. If you are moving from traditional to a traditional IRA, it's just going to roll over. If you're moving from if you're just combining all your traditional 401ks together, it's just going to roll over. If you go from traditional to Roth, you will pay taxes. So keep that in mind, but you could still move it into traditional to traditional and no change. You would just now be fully vested. So I say that, I've talked about this before. Is there a benefit to people rolling accounts over? Absolutely. So much easier to manage when it's your account that you're working out of. So much easier to manage, more funds available to you. If it's like your retirement account that you're managing. So 401ks are great while you're at the employer. When the second you leave the employer, you have more access to more funds normally outside of that. So hopefully you got something out of this episode. A lot of people don't know much about vesting. It's kind of a new topic for a lot of people, but it's so important because it's your money and you may be banking on it. And then all of a sudden someone pulls the rug out for money. So it's a little bit different there. So hopefully you got something out of this episode and that we were able to give you just a little bit more knowledge about that. Now, if you are ready to take control of your finances and you need some help along the way, head over to thefinancialmirror.org and hit book now in the middle of the screen and go ahead and schedule your free consultation today. If you do want to give an extra dose of support to the stream, head over to thefinancialmirror.org/shop and pick you up some awesome financial mirror gear. I truly appreciate everyone tuning in today. Don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, and share this episode. Leave a 5-star review, a written comment, all those great things. They all go a long way in getting this information out to more listeners. I hope you got something out of this episode because this is a topic that not many people talk about. I don't hear a lot of people talk about it, but it's so, so, so important. So hopefully you learned a little bit. Share this with your friends, your family, and those coworkers out there because you can definitely help them out by teaching them about vesting and helping them just get smarter and to make better financial decisions for themselves. So Till next week, continue improving the one thing you can control, yourself. Peace.
Well, that wraps up today's Financial Mirror. Join us next week as we continue to work on ourselves, change our mentality, and to commit to achieving the success we always envisioned. Regardless of your platform, help us grow as a community. Please like, subscribe, and share with the people in your lives.